What I have been showing so far is that it's difficult for migrants to access the European Court of Human Rights successfully, even though there are exceptions and even though there are areas where the European Court is completely behind migrants. What I want to do in the next podcast is to explain that in other systems, things can be very different. So, we're going to look at two cases which were decided by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, which are not contentious cases, which for a lawyer means that they do not involve an applicant bringing a case against a particular state. Rather, they are a matter of interpretation. So we're talking here about states, in particular Mexico, having asked the Inter-American Court to interpret what human rights law means. But in fact, Mexico had someone in mind when it was putting these cases forward. And actually, this person was the government of the United States. The US is not part of the American Convention, so nobody can bring a case directly against the United States before the Inter-American Court, which is actually seated at San Jose in Costa Rica. So, in a sense, you could say very cleverly, Mexico went around this difficulty and just put two questions to the court in the two different cases. And the first case had to do with Mexicans who are actually detained in prisons in the United States, and they've been sentenced to death, and they might be executed, they will be executed. And what Mexico was really not happy about is that very often this happened without the government of Mexico even having been informed of the fact that one of its nationals was experiencing that situation. One of the functions of a government being represented in another country is that they can help their nationals, and that is the job of the consulate. And so, under an international convention, which is about consular relations, there is a provision which provides that detainees should be given access to their consul. And this was not happening in the United States ever. So, what Mexico asked the Inter-American Court was whether the fact that the United States was constantly refraining from letting it know that its nationals were in prison was against human rights. And the Inter-American Court responded that indeed this was the case. In the second case, which was decided in 2003, the problem had to do with the fact that illegal migrants, who also happened to be Mexicans, had tried to create a trade union in the United States, and as a result of that, they had been dismissed. Not only had they been dismissed, but also they were refused the payback for the work that they had actually been performing until their dismissal. And the case went all the way up to the US Supreme Court, which found that there was no problem with this situation. Given that, Mexico decided to ask a question to the Inter-American Court, which was whether the treatment of the not the aliens, the non-nationals who were not offered payback because they were illegal immigrants, was an instance of discrimination, of lack of equal treatment. And the court replied that indeed this was discriminatory treatment and that could never be allowed. And the court made this enormous affirmation according to which the principle of non-discrimination was actually jus cogens, which means that every state is bound by it, even if they have not specifically consented by agreeing to a treaty, laying it down. So this was an amazing judgment. It took many lawyers by surprise. Lawyers found that the Inter-American Court had actually gone too far because it was making a pronouncement which was so potentially amazing in its implication, despite the fact that states had not consented to it.